What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS is always here for you. Well, let's keep it that way, huh? Shall we? Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And of course, make sure while you're at it that you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, 6 months ago, like for example, online like that, you can, you know, get links to the KSRA's annual convention and things like that. 6 months ago, a citizen-led advisory group was formed to give the Wichita City Council insights on closing its budget gap. This was a bipartisan group of local professionals, Wichita, you know, business folks, public figures, and auditing experts, including myself. I don't know which one I found. I'm certainly not an auditing expert. So, but for example, State Representative Henry Helgerson, a Democrat, Celeste Reset, who was a bank auditor, ran for mayor as a Democrat, by the way, all came together to help form this advisory group. Our goal was to provide practical and achievable recommendations to help close the city's budget shortfall without tax increases or sacrificing core services. With us now is the chair of that advisory group, Michael Austin. He's a free market economist, been on the show a number of times. Michael, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Oh, good evening, John. Thanks for having me on.
So, Wichita Organization for Government Efficiency, or WOGE, love the name, by the way. Basically, you guys came out with a number of findings, and I know this survey, the results are going to be posted soon. One of the things that WOGE found was that Wichita spends more per resident on administration, parks, public safety, and transportation than at least one of the peer cities that you analyzed. If Wichita were to align with the lowest cost peer cities in those categories, it would save up to $75 million in today's money. Is that correct?
Yeah. So to backtrack a little bit, we basically examined the numbers from every angle that we could do in our time constraint. We tried to find multiple ways that the city can deliver better value to residents. So we tried to use four different approaches. The first approach is, well, how does Wichita spending compare to cities that are the same size or the same geography or the same economy? That was one.
Can you give us some examples? Like what cities did you look at?
So I won't tell the cities just yet because they're still preliminary, okay. But things I can definitely tell you would be, we tried to pick cities that were also in the Midwest. We also tried to pick cities that had the same, how do you say, regional hub, the same magnitude of a regional hub in their respective states. We also looked at cities that maybe had the same economic industry. So as an example, Wichita is really great when it comes to manufacturing and aerospace. We tried to find cities that had a similar strategic advantage when it came to manufacturing as well. And so we picked about 4 to 5 cities, and then we just tried to compare their individual budget items, right? What are they spending on parks and rec? What are they spending on cultural arts and programs? What are they spending on economic development? And from looking at Wichita and how it compares to those different cities, we found that if they tried to be the lowest, spend the lowest amount per resident in almost every one of those major categories, the city could save up to $75 million.
And that's, I mean, you don't necessarily have to. Heck, I would love it. I wouldn't mind, but I'm a fiscal hawk. But even if they went for half of that or a third of that, it would solve their budget shortfall. The shortfall is only anywhere from $2 to $5 million, depending on the time frame that we're looking at. They wouldn't have to shave off anywhere near those types of numbers. And all of this would be designed to prevent a tax increase.
That's exactly what we're thinking, too. Thankfully, Wichita is in a situation that even though it's in a shortfall, the shortfall is only a couple million. And so we feel like if we can provide these examples and show that, hey, it's possible that you could get even tens of millions, then even if they only get 1% of the savings goals that we had outlined, that could be enough to close the budget and we don't have to deal with property tax increases
right. Or
sales tax increases. So to backtrack just slightly, so we did that city-to-city analysis, and then we looked at vendor payments and economic development as well. And we found that if we made sure that we competitively bid on our vendors, that we didn't duplicate things, that we tried to find efficiency, we also found up to $72 million from that alone. And then don't get me started on economic development. We looked at that process as well, and we felt that we could come up with about $30 million in potential savings.
There were a couple of things that I saw that you know, I know, like, for example, Visit Wichita is sitting on a massive cash reserves. There were things like no bid contracts. I've always been a stickler for the fact that the city is, you know, still funding the 2% of the budget towards art, despite the fact that they're looking at a budget shortfall. Little things like that that could also, again, fix the budget shortfall and not result or cause the city to go once again back to the taxpayers and raise their taxes.
Yes, and I guess I'll also add this. You know, I'll reiterate this, and I hope I reiterate it more than once. We're not insiders. We're just folks here that just ask questions, and we have the skills and the knowledge and the ability to just do a deeper dive than anybody else, or at least anybody else is willing to spend their time to do it. And so our report, yes, is built on data, but we also want it grounded by the voices of everyday Wichitans. And so we just acknowledge that numbers don't tell the whole story, and that's why the fourth part of our report is we want to get feedback from citizens out in Wichita. What are they seeing? What are they noticing? If they were in the driver's seat, what would they recommend in order to help the city find some savings? And so I think the more responses we get, the stronger our report will be. And when we release that final report in the summer, we want it to reflect both the complex data and the priorities of everyday Wichitans.
Did you get good cooperation? By the way, we're talking with free market economist Michael Austin about the results of the Woj survey. Did you get good response from the city? Did they cooperate? Did they give you the data that you needed in order to do this analysis?
Yeah, yes, they have. They've been very forthcoming. Obviously, getting help or at least a high five from our great mayor, from great city leaders like J.V. Johnston or Dalton Glasscock, and then even going into the staff. You know, we've had a great number of contacts within the Department of Finance to not only get some questions or answer that we had, but also hear from them on what they would like to do in order to make the city more efficient. So far, you know, we've got really great feedback from, you know, all walks of life, whether they're in the city or without, about how they can make this city operate better. And we're very grateful.
You mentioned the survey. If folks want to take the survey, what's the link? What's the best way for them to go do it? Obviously, by the way, they can go find a link to the survey on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But give it to us now so folks want to take the survey and give you their feedback.
Sure thing. So just like you said, you can find the survey on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. You can also find it on my Facebook page. That will be at KS Economist. I pinned it, so it's going to be the first thing you see when you look on my Facebook. It's also pinned on my Twitter, at KS Economist as well there. And please take this survey. We are we now have about 200 hopeful residents that have taken this survey so far, and they've really given us great feedback on where the city should look in order to reduce its looming budget deficit. But as I said before, the more people that can chime in, the stronger our report can be. We want to show city leaders that not only are we recommending savings, but we have people behind us saying that this is the right way to go.
Well, Michael, I appreciate it. I appreciate the work that that you did in leading this, you know, grassroots initiative, the citizen-led initiative. I hope we get some good survey results. I hope my listeners will go and take the survey. It doesn't take long, a couple of minutes, really simple, but it gives them an idea. You know, this is the only way that the city will listen is through these types of surveys. And it's not put out by the city. It's put out by this commission. And I really hope that this audience will just take a minute, go do the survey, give them their feedback. If you don't want your property taxes or a sales tax, if you don't want taxes going up in general, go take the survey. You can find it again on the show's Facebook page. Michael, thank you again for joining us. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you very much again, John. Until next time.
We'll take a quick break, and then Dan Schneider, Vice President of MRC Free Speech America, will tell us about a new Media Research Center study that shows that PBS's NewsHour and their liberal bias is not only intact, but it's accelerating despite their testimony before Congress. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the John. I love that Riley Gaines intro, by the way. And is she not just taking it to Simone Biles? Why do people pick on her? You know, I try, of all the people you pick a fight with, Riley Gaines would not be the one to pick a fight with. No. Trust me. Riley Gaines won, Simone Biles nothing. Game, set, match. welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one top. When are people going to learn not to pick on Riley Gaines? I tell you.
They haven't yet.
They haven't. No. Clearly, they haven't. I don't know if you saw PBS CEO Paula Kerger's claim that before Congress that we work really hard to try to bring multiple viewpoints forward. And if you buy that, I have a lovely piece of oceanfront property outside Topeka to sell you. A new media research center study proves otherwise. As the Trump administration enters its second term, PBS's NewsHour liberal bias is not only fully intact, it's actually accelerating. With us now is Dan Schneider. He's a fierce free speech advocate. Say that four times. And vice president of MRC Free Speech America. Dan, and to top it off, he's a Jayhawk. He's a fellow Jayhawk. So, Dan, thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
My graduate degree says KU. My heart is with K-State. I grew up in Manhattan. It is great to be on your show. My family is listening to me, no doubt. But PBS and NPR, it's not just that they are terrible. They're also lawbreakers.
Yes.
People forget that these two media entities, PBS and NPR, were created by Congress. And so then they've been getting hundreds of millions of dollars every year to perform a public service. And, you know, John, of course, you are a legislator now, so you understand that when somebody gets our tax dollars from a grant or a contract or anything like that, it comes with strings. NPR and PBS do not have the same kind of constitutional free press rights that any other media outlet like you have, because they have to comply with the law.
Right.
And the law is clear, John. PBS and NPR, and I'm quoting here, John, they must adhere to strict balance and objectivity in all matters. But NPR and PBS, they've been very clear and unambiguous. They will not cover the other side of the issue of, say, climate change. They refused to cover the Hunter Biden laptop story. They, by their own words, were breaking the law, and they break the law every single day. Thank God we finally have a president who's saying, Congress, let's strip them of their money. They've been breaking the law for too long.
Well, Dan, you know, the left is going to say that you're mean and you want to defund Elmo and Big Bird. But when you look at the MRC, you guys tracked every guest appearance on PBS NewsHour, for example, from inauguration day, January 20th through May 19th, and found 4.2-1 ratio of liberal to conservative guests, and an even more lopsided 6.5-1 when it came to government officials. I mean, and I'm actually surprised the numbers weren't higher than that, because those are like MSNBC numbers right there.
Yeah, but John, we at the Media Research Center, we always are very objective. Unlike NPR and PBS that are purely subjective and political, we try to be very objective. So we simply counted the people who attended, who spoke. So, yeah, 6-1 Republicans. But guess what? The handful of Republicans who showed up were, of course, never Trumpers. They were the people like Liz Cheney, right? Those are the people that NPR picks and PBS picks for these sorts of things. Completely biased.
Well, yeah, it's like Governor Kasich. You know, there's another perfect example that you can have quote unquote Republicans, but if they're never Trumper Trump haters, but they happen to have an R behind their name, like you said, Elizabeth Cheney. I mean, that doesn't count. It's Kensinger, you know, having him on there. I mean, it's come on. But those are the type of quote Republicans that they will put on their show, and then they can say, well, we had a Republican on, so it's bipartisan. Beating up on Donald Trump, basically.
Yeah. And John, am I being mean? No, I'm not. Because things have only gotten worse at NPR and PBS. The numbers show that they are even more biased now than ever before. They've been put on notice repeatedly that they are breaking the law, that they have to come into compliance with the law, or else they're going to lose their money. And they've, for years, they've just always thought nobody will have the will. You know, anybody sitting in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue will not have the will to actually do it. And Donald Trump does have that will. And now we've got a Congress. You know, and even though they're very, very thin majorities, John, here's some great news. One of the four House members that we were very concerned about, a guy out of Idaho, Mike Simpson, he has just announced he is going to vote with Donald Trump to rescind funding for NPR and PBS. So our odds of getting this actually signed into law just went up dramatically.
Good. We're talking with Dan Schneider, Vice President of MRC Free Speech America. You mentioned the numbers. I mean, they're pretty obvious. 173 liberal-leaning guests versus 41 conservatives. Liberal journalists outnumber conservatives 22-1. And you had zero pro-Trump Democrats that you tracked on the show. Nearly half of Republicans were anti-Trump. I mean, those are, it's pretty obvious when you look at the bias. How then does PBS CEO Paula Kerger go on and actually say that they bring multiple viewpoints and that they're not biased? How does she make that claim?
Well, she didn't just merely make a claim. She swore under oath that this was true. But that, I was at that committee hearing, and the committee hearing started with the chairwoman of the committee saying to Kerger that you guys played Drag Queen Story Hour to kids on TV.
Right.
And Paula Kerger said under oath that that was not true. Well, at the end of the hearing, the chairwoman pulled out the video and played the video of this drag queen literally singing to the tune of, you know, when the wheels of the train go round and round, or the wheels of the bus go round and round, singing, you know, to that tune, what the hips of the queen go swish, swish, swish during a children's programming hour. That PBS CEO was lying under oath about Drag Queen Story Hour, and she's been lying under oath about the political bias at PBS. She not only is breaking the law daily, but she's lying under oath as well.
Well, and this isn't the only one. I mean, we just saw just this week was another Sesame Street that featured a trans hairstylist in a monster makeover. I mean, this is, again, first off, whether or not you want to indulge in this or you want to teach your kids about this, that's your choice. If you're a parent and you want to teach your kid about trannies and monsters and hairstyle and whatever, but why is it? This is public federal taxpayer money going to push this kind of, it is literally the definition of grooming, if you ask me.
Well, John, do you remember the character Gonzo? Muppet Gonzo?
Oh, well, yes, I remember that. Yes.
Yeah, Gonzo now has a nephew slash niece, Gonzarella.
Oh, geez.
Who is a trans Muppet. So this just doesn't stop. These people are out not to serve the public interest, but to serve a radical agenda. And do you know what? If you're at CNN or MSNBC, you've got First Amendment rights, you can do that. But if you're at NPR, National Public Radio, or public broadcasting system, they're supposed to serve the public, and statutorily they've got to be balanced and neutral, and they are not. They are simply an arm of the Democrat Party. They're the most vicious talking points for the Democrat Party, and our tax dollars should not be funding them any longer.
Dan, I appreciate you guys. You at MRC, you guys, and Newsbusters too. My buddy Curtis Houck, I love Curtis. You guys do yeoman's work. If folks are interested, if they want to read more of this report, they can find it at mrc.org, correct?
Yep, and sort of the main news outlet for MRC is called newsbusters.org, so that you can find it very easily right there. And, John, the vote is expected this Wednesday or Thursday in the House of Representatives to defund these terrible propagandist outlets.
So we need to make sure I'm sure we know how Ron Estes will vote, but my guess is our delegation, other than Sharice Davids, will all be yeses, and Sharice, I'm sure, will be a no. There's nothing we can do about her. She's a Democrat. But Dan, I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you again. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Hey, thanks, John.
We'll take a quick break to pay a few bills, and then Donna Rhodes, I think that's her first name, Donna, Mary Jo, I can't remember her name. Well, we'll remember. And Jamie Kissinger will bring us an update on the latest goings-on with the Wichita Pachyderm Club and the local chapter of the Kansas Federation of Republican Women. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330. Betty, maybe her name's Betty. I can't remember. I'll try and remember. We'll be back right after this. Such an appropriate song. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KSS. Nicely done, Phil. Oh, this is a very appropriate song for these two, because these two are tough. Trust me. They're tough. Don't forget about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. If you're looking for a way to get involved, trust me, the folks at Americans for Prosperity are great, great organization, great way to get involved in campaigns or activism, helping to educate voters. You can get more information by visiting AmericansForProsperity.org. Speaking of ways to get involved, with us now is Donna Rhodes and Jamie Kissinger. They represent two different organizations here in town, the Wichita Pachyderm Club and the local chapter of the Kansas Federation of Republican Women. And I invited them to come on this evening just to kind of tell us a little bit about their organizations and about ways. I mean, I try and get the Sedgwick County Republican Party to come on. But in the past, we've also tried to have both of your clubs or and organizations come on to tell us about what you've been up to. I try and mention the Pachyderm Club. Jamie, you know, occasionally I remind people, hey, what's coming up on Fridays? Don't forget, because it's every Friday, 11:30. The lunch starts at noon, and it's at the, it was the Petroleum Club. Now it's the ninth floor club downtown, right?
Right. It sure is.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. That's what I thought. And what is the, we'll start with you. What is the Pachyderm Club for people who are interested, who might want more information? I don't care whichever one of you wants to answer.
Well, I'll go ahead and answer.
Okay.
Being the president of the Pachyderm Club, and yes, they've been around almost 40 years.
I've been a member. I didn't even know that. So I am a member of Wichita Pachyderm Club, and
yes,
I didn't know they've been around for that long.
Yes. And so, like you said, we currently meet at the remodeled former Pachyderm Club, the ninth floor club. And some of the topics you wouldn't necessarily expect, but we... energy, economics, community, local, county, state policies and issues. And, of course, right now with local elections front and center, I'm sure we're going to have some of the folks
candidates.
For the primaries. Candidates.
You guys
there.
Always get some great candidates who come in. I mean, and elected officials.
Yes.
It's not just a yes, it's called the Pachyderm Club, but it's not affiliated with any party, correct? Any political organization necessarily.
Necessarily. I mean, you are welcome to come, whatever... you know, Democrats or whatever, but you might feel a little out of place.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
If you're one of the folks that are down there on Saturdays out in front, and this is the ninth floor club, the patrol is right there at the corner of, it's Douglas and Market
Douglas
or Broadway
and-
or... It's
Broadway.
Right downtown. Yeah, that's what
Douglas
I thought.
That's lovely view, if nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
Else.
And the food's great. It's a reasonable lunch. And if you're looking for a way, you know, Fridays to come down and have lunch, Pachyderm Club. And they're all, like I said, always fascinating speakers. And then.
But next year.
Yes.
Oh. We're going to be talking, I'm sure, to some potential governor.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you.
And
that,
John.
Yes.
No.
You're
not I am
running
not
for,
running.
Okay, so Donna's
for,
not running for
I'm
governor.
I'm not running for governor. But Jamie will tell you a little bit more about membership.
Yes, Jamie.
Okay. Hey, Wichita. This is Jamie Kissinger, member chair of the Pachyderm at Wichita. I've got your Friday lunch plans covered. Join us every Friday, 11:30 a.m. for lively informational program at the stunning ninth floor club in the Ruffin Building, formerly the Petroleum Club.
Ruffin, that's right, the Ruffin Building.
It's 100 North Broadway, ninth floor, right in the heart of our downtown.
It is the Ruffin Building. I thought it was the Ruffin Building.
Yes. Park in the garage for just $1. Grab a seat, get ready to connect, and learn and engage with some of the most interesting voices in civic engagement.
You guys have had some good speakers recently. I know. And what's interesting is, like, Sam Brown back's chief of staff? David Kensinger came down not too long ago. But it is interesting, as these campaigns ramp up, you will start getting gubernatorial candidates. I know Dr. Marshall has been there. Senator or Congressman Ron Estes was there not too long ago.
We had former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier.
That's right, Jeff Collier, who is a candidate, Vicky Schmidt, likely candidate for governor. So you've had at least a couple of them who either are running. Scott Schwab's been there not too long ago, too, as I recall.
But it's been a minute.
But you, and Ty Masterson, I know, has spoke. He's probably getting in this month, from what I hear. So there are, I mean, there you go. You've already had a number of them who are
declared. Oh, we also
declared
some city folks too.
Yeah. Like
Mayor Lily Wu came and was gracious. Yeah. She's just really nice. County commissioners come and speak.
Well, and then you both are also involved in some of the other organizations. So you've got the Kansas Federation of Republican Women, which includes the Republican Women United. It includes the Derby Republican Women as well, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And just, I want to speak to the common sense women out there who want to do something and they just haven't found the organization where they can get engaged, because that was me back in 2020. I haven't been involved that
much
until
then. You weren't down burning cop cars and looting?
No, I was not. And this gave me a like-minded organization to be involved with. And I first got involved with the Wichita Club, the Republican Women United, and then ended up developing the Derby Republican Women with a handful of Derby ladies. And now I'm the fourth district director, so I get to work with both organizations. And they just, you know, and you can start your own club
and
if
Jamie,
you don't have one.
Is this how you got involved in local politics, is through these organizations?
Actually, I started with the GOP.
Did you really? Okay, so she, because I know this is, I think I first met both, well, I think I met you, Donna, at Pachyderm.
Right.
But I think it was at a Republican Women United that I started really seeing Jamie. And what's interesting is, just for the record, you don't have to be, yes, it's called Republican Women United.
Yes.
But you men can join.
Well,
we're kind of like
we're a subcategory. Associates.
Yes, we're not real members. We're associate members.
That's right. You can't vote.
Yeah, so that's it. But you'll take our money.
Only half.
That's true. Only half.
Yes.
But we're welcome to attend. But it's a great organization, because one of the things that, you know, I'm constantly trying to help people find ways to get involved. And if you want to, you don't necessarily have to go door knocking, but if you want to get involved and stuff envelopes or make phone calls. I mean, Jamie, when you and I, when we were down making phone calls last election cycle, I was down, you were down there as well.
Absolutely.
And you were down there with other RWU ladies making phone calls. So a lot of people say, well, I don't want to go door knocking, so I don't have any way I can get involved. Republican Women Unite is one of those organizations, Derby Republican Women, who get out and make phone calls or stuff envelopes or, you know, ride in a parade as a way to get involved if they don't want to donate, can't afford to donate, or don't want to knock doors.
Well, right. And the other thing is, if you want to have your own club, all you need is 10 ladies, 10 Republican ladies, and you can make your own club in your area.
So if they wanted a Cheney Republican woman or something like that.
Exactly. And we would help
Goddard,
help them to do that as well. And of course, the state level, the KFRW, Kansas Federation of Republican Women, is they are celebrating 95 years. So we're not a fly-by-night group. And they're going to do a special at our fall convention in November. There will be some special formulating to do something. And one of the things with the state level is we want to keep Kansas red. And red is recruiting, educating, and deploying. And so that's something that we really are interested in. Across the state, there's about 15 clubs, but a lot keep popping up. And one thing that people may or may not realize is that just on the state level, Kansas, in 2024, we logged 133,000 volunteer hours working for candidates and causes.
See, and this is something that's so important. And, you know, Jamie, I know you've been involved in campaigns. This is where people go for their grassroots activity. You need somebody to help you make phone calls, or, you know, one of the ones I go to a lot is parades. And that's only because in my House district, we had about 6 parades every year.
Name recognition.
And it's hard to get folks to do that. I always used to reach out to Republican Women United, because they would go walk in a parade, or they would help you make phone calls, or some can't afford to donate.
Go the extra mile.
And some can't necessarily go door knock. But they'll make phone calls for you, and they'll get involved. And this is a great way if you're looking for a way. Yes, AFP does that. And I try and – that's one of the reasons why I promote them on the show is because people are looking for ways to get involved. If there are women out there who are looking for ways to get involved, your two organizations are great ways to do that.
And you can go to the national organization as well because it's also at the national level.
So give us – if people are interested, start with the Pachyderm Club. If they want to attend, if they want more information, what's the website?
The website is wichitapachyderm.org for the full event calendar. And guess what? The first time, it's free.
Oh,
come, so get lunch, eat with us.
Free lunch.
Free lunch.
First time they attend. And if they want, they can you can look at the calendar and see who's coming so I can get a feel for it. Put it on my calendar. Make sure I don't – give me that website one more time for Pachyderm.
Wichitapachyderm.org.
And then Mary Sue Donna, give me the Republican women ones again.
Well, and the Derby Republican women is we have our Gmail. So derbyrepublicanwomen@gmail.com. And we meet the second Thursday of each month. So we'll be meeting next week.
And then the Wichita is republicanwomen.com. You can go there. Republicanwomenunited.com. And you can see all the events and the calendars on that website as well.
And to make it easy, they can always go to Sedgwick.gop.
Yes.
That's the Sedgwick County Republican Party website, and links to all three of these are on the Sedgwick County Republican Party page. They can find it all from there, too.
And the Republican Women is always the second Saturday morning, 9:30 to 11 at the Wichita Area Builders Association at 7:30 North Main.
So... now I'm going to surprise you with something.
Uh-oh.
You guys have both seen the wackadoodle protests come that go down every Saturday downtown.
Sort of.
So next Saturday is Flag Day. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put this as a challenge to you. Andy Hoosier, my buddy Andy Hoosier, who's on another station across the town. Which we won't mention. The name that cannot, he that shall not be named, the station that shall not be named. But Andy Hoosier and I have come up with an idea. We want to get together and do not a counter protest, but we want, we want to get together and celebrate Flag Day next Saturday. Next Saturday is Flag Day. So I've talked to the folks at Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Their offices are at Union Station.
Yes.
So we want to do a Flag Day rally next Saturday at noon at Union Station. So I'm inviting my listeners, my audience, and Andy's going to do the same with his audience. And we'd like to invite you guys to invite your members to come out next Saturday at noon to Union Station and celebrate Flag Day. Now, if we just happen to be there and the wackadoodles just happen to be there and they, don't like our Trump flags, MAGA flags, American flags, Kansas flags, Gadsden flags, well, that's their problem. But it's Flag Day, and we think everybody should be there to celebrate pride in America. No rainbow flags are allowed. That's the only flag we're not allowing. No. But at any rate, put that out there. Let your members know. Okay. Andy's going to do the same. So next Saturday at noon at Union Station. So,
yeah,
and if they want information again, they can get that at the Pachyderm Club website, at RWU, Kansas Federation of Republican Women, and they can find all that links at Sedgwick.org, correct? Sedgwick.gop.
Yes.
Yes.
Or you can go to any of the other ones you know.
Yep.
And come to our meeting.
And come to the
meeting.
And
right after the meeting, we'll raise our flags.
That's kind of why we thought about it, was you guys could leave your meeting and come on down. So, and don't forget Pachyderm Club every Friday at 11:30, and the doors at 11:30, and lunch starts at noon. So, all right, ladies, thank you. I appreciate it. It was kind of fun having this conversation. I remembered your name, most of it. We'll take a quick break. I want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. They great folks. They believe freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everybody. If you want to find a way to get involved, a way to make your voice heard, visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. A couple of events coming up. Don't forget the Sedgwick County Republican Party is having their monthly meeting. That's coming up on the 19th, Thursday evening, the 19th. The doors open at 6:30. Their guest speaker this month, really cool, actually, is Todd Starnes. He will be there live. It's not a Zoom meeting. He'll actually be at the meeting. So that's coming up on Thursday, the 19th, at the Wichita Area Builders Association. You can find more information, again, on the Sedgwick County website, sedgwick.gop, or on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But Todd Starnes, they're partnering with our friend over at the radio station that shall not be named.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's who they're partnering with. Speaking of partnering, we are working on some things as well here at KNSS. Little events called Politics and Pints. That's all I can say.
Which you brought up last week.
Yes.
Teasing. Yeah, I like that. I'm anxious to see where this goes.
Well, Dion Leffler has agreed, so we're gonna try and do some more things like that. And we're actually working on partnering with some bigger names as well. So some bigger names that you can hear on this radio station.
Okay, bigger and better things to come. I like
that. That's all I can say.
And I want to say to everyone, if you don't have it, and I'm kind of speaking for John here, if you don't have a chance to hear the show on Sunday nights.
Oh, that's right.
And you want to say, John, I missed something, or I really want to hear that guest. I wasn't able to. Guess what? We got you covered.
Yep. Tune in on Saturday.
Started Saturday afternoons.
Yep.
1 to 3 here on KNSS, and we rebroadcast the previous Sunday's show.
So they could,
its entirety.
They could go downtown and they could protest and join all the wackies, all the nutcakes and the fruits and nuts, And then at noon, and then at 1 o'clock, they can turn on the show. Better yet, you could take a boombox down and play the show for the crackpots and maybe educate them. I would love that. You know what? I would love that. That would be so hilarious. Have somebody go down there and do, what was the movie where the guy's standing out?
Say Anything.
Say Anything. Yes. I would love to see somebody do that. Go do a Say Anything moment with the protesters downtown, which don't do that, actually. They would probably maul you. Trust me, I've been down there to interview those folks, and they mauled me, and I was wearing KNSS logo. If you forced them to listen to my show, well, first off, they'd probably be educated, which would cause them physical pain. But actually, it would be funny as heck to have somebody do something like that. But yeah, what can I say? We're just being mean tonight. We're being unfair. We're being
mean. What's wrong with education?
That's true. Speaking of unfair, I don't know if you saw the Albrego Garcia is finally returning to the United States.
I did.
Yes, I saw. I had a lady who sent me a message via Facebook Messenger. Said, "Ha ha, Albrego Garcia is coming back. Donald Trump lost." So I sent her a link to the story that shared the charges that are being filed against him. He's facing up to life in prison for human trafficking and drug smuggling. Yeah, ha ha, liberals. Enjoy, snowflake. Have a great week, folks. Carry on. Tune in Saturday for rebroadcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.